Well, hey, and welcome back to day six of 30X. Today I'm in studio ready to teach. And when I finished yesterday's session, I was like, gee, I hit them pretty hard between the eyes right there. So I hope it didn't feel too beat up by yesterday's session about getting above the point of power. But today we're going to continue learning about change and growing. I'm going to take you through my change formula, and we're going to start looking at the fear of success and the fear of failure and how that stuff happens and what it is and why it happens and making sure it's not a part of your life and how we get onto that roadway of success even more. Having a great life comes down to certain principles and understanding those principles of how the world works and why the world works the way it does is very important. Change is inevitable. Change is something that happens, whether you like it or not. You can be proactive about change, or you can wait and have to be reactive about it. If change is beating you up, then, hey, presto, we need to make sure that we're on the right track with this sort of thing. So, my formula for change is relatively simple, but extraordinarily complex to do if you don't follow the steps. So, let's take a look at change and how the formula works. So the formula is pretty simple. D times V plus F has to be greater than R. Okay, write it down, then I'm going to explain each and every one of these steps. D stands for dissatisfaction, okay? Dissatisfaction. V stands for vision, so your vision of your future. F is your first steps, okay? What are the first steps in making this a reality? And all of that has to be greater than your resistance. So where we're going to start is by understanding resistance. How does resistance build up to change? How is it that we want to stay where we are? How is it we want to do the same thing we want to do time after time after time? Well, let's start with understanding that resistance is both internal and external, okay? There are external resistance, such as the people around you. Well, you know, if I make a change, people make fun of me. If I make a change, people won't support that. If I'm going to go with, you know, and it's having that external factors that resist and hold you back. Well, I don't want to make other people seem uncomfortable by being more successful. I see that one a lot. When we come to fear of success, we'll deal with that one. But so when we're looking at external resistors, usually external resistors are the easier ones to overcome. Why? Because it's just a decision. Okay, to overcome external resistors and say, hang on, why am I underperforming just so other people feel comfortable? Why am I doing less than I can possibly do, achieving less than I could possibly achieve, just so the people around me feel comfortable with this thing? That doesn't make any sense whatsoever. You know, choose to stand in your power. Choose to do that. Nelson Mandela gave a great speech one time, which was the use of Marianne Williamson's work. And when you sit down and you start reading, you think, hang on a second. What he's saying here is choosing to play small so other people feel big is not the way the world should work. When Marianne first wrote that statement and Nelson gave it in his inaugural speech, you sort of sit there and you think, huh. So my goal is not to play small so others feel comfortable. My goal is to be a shining light. My goal is to be an example. My goal is to be as amazing as I can possibly be so others feel like they can follow me too. You know, that's really where we're looking at it. Ultimately, external resistance is the easier one to overcome. Internal resistance, though, starts when we look at the things that we're worried about, the fear of failure, fear of success, just... So let's first of all deal with fear, okay? Fear, the first, I got an acronym for this, I don't know how many years ago I learned this acronym. Fear stands for false evidence appearing real. False evidence appearing real. I remember a very real fear situation. I was in Auckland, New Zealand, and I was ready to jump off a building. They had this thing called rap jumping. You put a harness on, and you went onto the side of the building, you ran down the building, and you're jumping and running down, and it's like, oh my gosh. I'm standing on the top of that building, and I remember standing there looking over the edge, and I'm standing up. I thought I was standing straight, but I'm actually like this leaning right back type thing. And the guy says, stand up straight. I'm like, I am. Now, at that point in time, how many different scenarios do you think my mind was creating about some possible negative? Yeah, a whole lot. Okay, your mind has a great ability to find possible negatives. Your mind has a great ability to do that if you let it. If you ask it to find possible negatives, false evidence appearing real, where we see something as a possible negative and in our head we make it out to be real. Now, I created a different acronym a few years ago for FEA, and that is Failure Expected and Realized. Failure Expected and Realized. FEA becomes the reality. I expect failure, therefore I end up having failure. You know, well, let's start examining fear and that. Now, there is normal levels of fear. A lion comes into the room. That is a very normal fear, okay? A shark is swimming at you in the ocean. Very normal fear. Fear of public speaking. Not a normal fear. Fear of failure. Not normal. Fear of success. Made up in your head, okay? So let's examine let's start with fear of success. What is fear of success? Fear of success is essentially the fear of standing out, the fear of being out front. That's a lot of what fear of, you know, speaking on stage is about. It's that fear of not being a part of the group, the fear of being out external and different. It's kind of an unusual fear because, hey, we're all born to be different. We're all born entirely unique. There's this fingerprint thing, this DNA thing. You were born unique. You weren't born to be a part of a crowd. You were born to stand out. Okay? You're not a sheep. You're not a cow. You're not a herd mentality. You're born to stand out. You're born unique. You're born to be you. So be you and be okay with it. Success is something that's to be loved and admired and welcomed. When someone is successful, you need to congratulate them. Go over and congratulate other people who are successful. Go and tell them, well done. Congratulations. I can't wait for you to be more successful. You know, a great point around this that is very important for us to understand in 30X life is that what you deny in others, you deny in self. Okay, and what that basically means is, if I deny you something, if I think that, you know, oh look, that person's rich, oh they must have sold drugs. The moment I make a negative that someone else is successful, I'm also saying to myself that I don't want that, or I don't have that, or I don't deserve that. If someone has made a lot of money, we have to assume they've done a great job. We have to congratulate them and welcome that. If someone is successful in their life and having great relationships, congratulate them on it. You know, be happy for successful people. The more you admire others' success, the more you attract success to yourself. What you're doing when you acknowledge someone else's success is saying to your brain, hey, we want some of that. We'd like more of that. That's good. Success is good. Congratulate successful people. Now, flip that around. Fear of success is the fear of standing out. Fear of failure is the fear of letting someone down, letting others down, letting yourself down, letting people around you down. The fact that you have a paradigm, let me just describe the word paradigm first and foremost. A paradigm is like your way of seeing the world. It's like your rose-colored glasses. The way you see the world is your paradigm, okay? It's your truth. It doesn't mean it is the truth or anyone else's truth. It's your truth, your way of seeing the world. If your way of seeing the world says that failure is possible, that's different to mine. My way of seeing the world is that there's success and there's learning. I'm either going to learn or I'm going to have success. Or there's a scale in between the two. Well, it's not perfectly successful, but it did better than last time. Well, it's not a total failure, but, you know, it isn't the result we really wanted. Okay? That's that minimum of three thing. Yeah. So here we are looking at resistance, fear being the major part of it. The fear of failure, let's be really blunt about it. Doubt has killed more dreams than failure ever will. The fear of failure, the doubt of yourself, doubting your own ability to achieve success has killed more dreams than failure ever could. It can't possibly be as bad as you think it's going to be. The success, I mean, you might not get there first time. It might take weeks, it might take months, it might take years for you to get there. But unless you give it a shot, it's not going to happen. The fear of failure is an irrational fear based on that there can be such a thing as failure. You know, great little book, Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway. You know, you've got to understand this stuff. resistance to change comes from a very simple thought, and that is that change might be bad. Change might not work. Change might not create the result that I wanted it to create. Let's take a look at the other side of this thing. D times V plus F has to be greater than R. Dissatisfaction multiplied by vision, you see there in brackets, right? Dissatisfaction multiplied by vision has to be greater than the first steps. What does that actually mean? Well, let's deal with first steps. The majority of people already know what the first step should be to get themselves successful. If we're talking health, most people know what they need to do to get better health, or at least the first 5 or 10 steps of what they need to do, or what they need to stop doing. Most people know what it would take for them to be better financially. Most people already know what they need to do to get better at their job. Most people already know what it would take to have better relationships, things they need to do or stop doing, right? At least the first 5, 10 steps, most people already know it. So here's the challenge. Why don't people take those steps that they already know? It's like the apple a day keeps a doctor away. Why do people not eat a piece of fruit a day? You know, it just doesn't make sense. But it doesn't happen. Why? Again, we go back to habits versus rituals, okay? Are you building rituals that lead you to your success, or are you using habits that hold you back as to where you want to, from where you want to be? The whole paradigm that there is such a thing as failure and that resistance factor is what builds people to not take the first steps. So, what we have to do is understand the rest of the formula. Dissatisfaction and vision have to become part of the game to building change and making change happen for the long term. Not just short-term change. We already looked at this with the identity iceberg. But long-term change, if we're going to make long-term change happen, we need to make certain that we have our dissatisfaction and our vision being worked on. So, let's invest some time working on this stuff. Dissatisfaction. If, let's say, we said, you know, how dissatisfied are you with X? And say it's relationships or health or money or job or business or whatever it might be. If we were to ask you the question, you know, where are you at on a scale of 1 to 10? Are you 10 out of 10 totally dissatisfied, or 3 out of 10 a little bit dissatisfied but mostly satisfied? Here's what you're going to find. Someone who's not making change is okay with where they're at. They're not happy about it, but they're also not totally dissatisfied with it. They're not a 10 out of 10 dissatisfaction. If you're a 10 out of 10 dissatisfaction, you are making change. You're making it immediately, okay? The challenge for a lot of people is they don't know how to build their dissatisfaction. We'll come back to that in just a moment. Flip it to the next part of the formula, vision, okay? Again, if you are a 10 out of 10, know where I'm going, I'm clear on my vision, I know exactly where I want to get to, what I want to achieve with my life, you are making change. You just are. There's no two ways about that. If, however, you're like a 3 out of 10 with, oh, I got some ideas of where I want to go. I kind of have a, you know, I kind of know what I want to do with my life. I'd like to be richer. I'd like to be healthier. I'd like to have better relationships. You kind of know where you want to go, but you're only a 3 out of 10 on the vision scale. There's no real clarity of where you want to go. You're probably not making change. And again, it's about building the vision. Let's start with building vision, then we'll worry about building dissatisfaction. We've already discussed building a dream chart, building a dream journal, building a bucket list. We've already looked at how you can turn your goals and put them on paper, put your dream journal to work and getting clarity on where you want to go. We've already looked at if you don't know where you want to go, write down everything of where you don't want to go and then write down the opposite of that, okay, as to where you do want to go. More clarity of vision. Now, knowing where you want to go is only one part of vision. Believing that it will happen and can happen for you is the second part of vision, okay? So what we have to do here is we have to increase our learning. We have to increase our hanging out with people that have already been where we want to go. We have to start reading about people who've achieved what we want to achieve. We have to study them. We have to watch movies about them. We have to start understanding that if it happened for that person, it can happen for me. We have to get around success more, especially success in the format that you want it to be, your dreams, your goals. See, belief that it can happen from you comes from increased knowledge, increased learning, skills, all that stuff, and increased awareness of it happening for other people, awareness of it's happening out there in the world, awareness and seeing it and feeling it and being a part of it happening for others, and therefore your vision becomes more and more and more real. Last point to make vision more real, sharing it. You got to share your vision with people. Even those who want to knock it down and knock it back, you still got to share your vision with them. I'm a firm believer in sharing your vision of where you want to go and where you want to be and what you want to achieve with as many people as possible. And yeah, there's going to be some people that tell you it's not possible. And you know what we say to them? Thank you. You've just given me more fuel to go after this. I love using the doubters as more fuel, more desire for me, more me wanting to go after what I want to go after. So use that. Share it. Share your vision with as many people. Now, building dissatisfaction, okay? Dissatisfaction with your job, dissatisfaction with your relationships, dissatisfaction with your health, dissatisfaction with your financial situation, wherever it is. We need to get ourselves to a position where our dissatisfaction with where we're at is much higher than it is. Otherwise, change probably isn't going to get there quite as fast as it would if we did. So what is the area you're dissatisfied with? Even if it's just a little bit. You know, I would really like to be healthier. Great. Okay, so let's build your dissatisfaction around where you're currently at. How are we going to do that? What are we going to look at? What are we going to understand so that we know, you know what? I got to start reading some articles about this. I got to start learning. I got to start watching some videos about this, some blogs, some YouTube, some stuff, so that I understand that the situation I am in is not the real situation that other people have to accept. Other people haven't accepted this situation, so why should I? I still remember one of the times when I got real dissatisfaction. I was in Miami, Florida, and I decided to go and have a look at some yachts that are down by there. And I realized that, hey, you're right. Mine isn't good enough. Now, it's not about wanting more. It's about just saying, hey, I needed some dissatisfaction with where I was at to push myself further. Well, if you are, and I will harp on this again and again and again, if you are the most successful person in your group of friends, you need to add people to your groups of friends. You need people around you who will challenge you. You need people around you who will do it. If you are the big fish in a little pond, go find a bigger pond. Someone once asked me, why did I move from Australia to America? And it was like, I just needed a bigger pond. You know, I needed to play a bigger game. I wasn't going to get to the game size I wanted if I stayed there. I was going to operate in one part of the world. Now from here, I operate everywhere in the world. 80 plus countries we have coaches in. So think about dissatisfaction. Where are you at on that scale? Think about your vision. Where are you at on that scale? Wherever you want change to happen, we got to reduce the resistance. We got to increase the dissatisfaction, increase the vision, and get more knowledge and clarity around those first steps. Now, I want to touch on a few things that come up from this change formula. One of them is a thing called self-sabotage. You see, how do I deal with this politely? Probably no polite way to deal with this one. When people are not growing themselves, when they're not growing who they are, when they're not willing to address themselves and go change, they start having success to a certain level. Now, I'll give you a simple example of this. I worked with a company who had several salespeople in there who worked with them, but the sales manager said, Brad, I'd like you to chat to one salesperson. This lady was very good. She was first hired on as an assistant in the sales team. She got promoted and got her own sales territory. She did amazing things with that sales territory, doubled sales, and she got to earn $50,000 a year. So she got promoted. And in the new job, she could have, if she just maintained current sales, she would have made about $80,000 a year. Guess what? Big sabotage. Crushed her sabotage, got herself to where, guess what, she earned about $50,000 a year. Got demoted, put to a very small territory. She built it up, so she made $50,000 a year. You see, it's interesting how we define ourselves can sometimes lead us to bringing ourselves back and hence needing to change and upgrade our identity. In this lady's particular case, she never wanted to make more than $50,000 a year because her dad made $50,000 a year and she didn't want to show up her dad or outperform her dad. It was very subconscious for her, but when we did some coaching, we found this stuff out and it was like, wow, imagine that you would do things like just not return phone calls to self-sabotage, not put sales orders in just to self-sabotage. You know, people, when we're going through change, often find a way to put sabotage in their own way. Let me give you a different example of this. I once ran two advertisements, job ads, help wanted ads. Exact same description of the job. One of them said salary $50,000. The other one said, exact same description of the ad, different phone number to call into. The other one said salary $250,000. Guess which one I got more phone calls for? You're right. We got about 10 times more calls for the $50,000 salary than we did for the $250,000 salary. It's crazy. How we define ourselves, we often come back and sabotage ourselves through that. So as you're going through change, we need to keep upgrading your identity. If your identity for yourself is up here and your performance is here, then your performance will come match it. If your identity for yourself is here and you're succeeding up to here, you'll often self-sabotage back to performance standards of where you identify yourself at. So make sure that while we're going through change, we're upgrading our identity and we're upgrading who we see ourselves as so that we don't fall into the trap of self-sabotage. You know, we've talked about fear a bunch here, and a gentleman I met many years ago, his name is Mohammed Jawani, and I asked him about his success, and he said, Brad, look, the key to success is really, really simple. The key to success is find out that thing you fear the most and then go do it. Find that thing you fear the most and then go do it. Just go do it, right? You fear public speaking? Good. Go do public speaking. You know, you fear jumping out of an airplane on a parachute? Good. Go do that. You know, his strategy was really, really simple. Once you know what you fear and you go do that, you conquer. Because action conquers fear, okay? Action always conquers fear. So whatever you fear the most, go do that. And hey, presto, all of the things will disappear. So two other things about success when we're going through change. Life offers you direction when you're moving down the roadway of life. So, yeah, here's the roadway of life. You're moving down the roadway of life. And, you know, on the roadway, they have those things in the middle of the road, like the reflectors that are bumps on the road. And it's like a cat's eye thing. And you drive over it and it goes, boom, 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 boom. And you know, hey, I'm off track. Well, life does that for us. You know, if your health is a little bit off track, it gives you a little bit of a cough. If your relationship's a bit off track, it gives you a bit of a fight or something like that. You know, there's the taps on the, I call them taps on the shoulder. So the taps to get you back in the right direction type thing. Now, if you're ignoring those little taps and you're driving down the roadway of life and you run off the road a little bit, there's a big signpost there, you know, a big lump of 2x4 bats you over the head, or 4x2, depending on where you are in the world, belts you over the back of the head, this big 2x4, this big stick belting you type thing. It's like, hey, you're not noticing the taps on the shoulder in your finances. We're going to give you a 2x4. You're not noticing the taps on the shoulders in your health. We're going to give you a big stick over the back of the head. You know, and in essence, life does offer us these sorts of things to help us understand what we need to be doing. Now, if you ignore the taps, you ignore the big 2x4 over the back of the head, if you ignore all that and you stray off into the oncoming traffic, the proverbial Mack truck comes and runs you over. I've seen this with people in their finances, in their relationships, where, you know, it takes a stroke before they actually start taking care of their health. Or it takes near bankruptcy before they start taking care of their finances. Or it takes someone threatening divorce before they start taking care of their relationship. Listen, deal with it at tap level, okay? Deal with it when there's a tap on the shoulder. Deal with the situations. Like, sit down and think about what areas of my life right now am I getting taps on the shoulder? In fact, what areas am I about to get smacked over the head by the 2x4? What areas am I about to get hit by a Mack truck? Back it up a little. Take the notices of where you need to change. The change formula is great, But you got to watch those taps on the shoulder. Now, I mentioned it earlier about running away from your problems. Once you know, and we all know what areas we have problems in, but if you keep running away from those problems, if you keep pretending they don't exist, okay, be it financial, relationship, health, whatever area of life, okay, the problem with that is we live on this thing called planet Earth, okay? Planet Earth is round. The faster you run away from your problems, the faster on this round planet you live on, you come back to the same problem. And by the time you get back to it, it isn't smaller, is it? It's much bigger. So any problem you run away from is going to come back at you twice as big or twice as hard or much bigger type thing. Change is not about a small, short-term, do it a couple of times and then stop doing it type thing. Change is about dealing with an issue and getting it dealt with so you can move on in life. You know, dealing with a relationship challenge, dealing with a financial challenge, a health challenge. If you run away from it, it doesn't matter how fast you run. In fact, the faster you run, the faster it comes back. Travel that roadway of life and notice the little taps on the shoulder. Notice those 2x4s if you have to get to that stage. But definitely get there before you get the Mack truck type thing. And definitely make certain that, if I can be really blunt about this, if you notice a problem, you got to deal with it in the mirror. You can't deal with the problem externally. You've got to deal with that thing. So every single one of us has this philosophy, I guess, about life that, you know, change is going to happen. We know it. We all know that change is happening. We can be reactive and wait for the world to change, and it'll force change upon us. It'll force us to shift. Or we can go the other way where we say, hey, hang on a second. I need to be proactive. I got to stay ahead of this. I got to keep in front of where I need to be. So dissatisfaction and vision, work on them. Get clear on where you want to go. Get clear on the fact that where you're at is not okay. Learn more about it. Get clear on it. You know, if I can give you an example of this from a financial perspective, I sat with someone one time and said, oh, we're okay financially, Brad. I said, okay, let's take a look at it. I said, what do you mean? I said, well, let's actually go and sit down and work out what's your balance sheet. How much assets do you have? What is your actual asset base? Cashable assets, value of your assets. What is all of that? We sat down and did it, and they said, wow, we thought it was much more than that. I said, how much are you going to need to retire? How much? What is your retirement position going to need to be? And they sat down and they worked out, well, for me to retire, I'm going to need this. For us to retire, we're going to need that. I said, okay, from there to there, you've got X number of years to go from there to there. You've got your vision clear. You know where you're at right now. How dissatisfied are you with what you need? And they're like, we got to get to work. Sometimes it takes looking at where you're at to determine, and being real with it too, being honest about it, not just guessing that you're okay, but being detailed and being honest with it. Success happens or learning happens. Resistance has got to be decreased. External resistance, sometimes we've got to remove other people from our life so that the resistance to you changing is gone. Okay? Ultimately, here's the simple thing. You are going to need to change. The formula for change is relatively simple. It takes work, but it's relatively simple. Simple doesn't mean easy. Simple means step by step, able to follow. Change is sometimes real hard work. If the goals are clear and the dreams are clear and where you're going is somewhere where you've really chosen to go, then yeah, you'll make the change. You will make the change you need to make in order to have that reality for yourself. If you are not making change, if there is an area in your life where you're sitting there saying, well, I kind of want to be healthier, or I want to be richer, but you're not doing anything different to get there, you've got to pull this change formula out, and you've got to apply it to your life. You've got to sit down and say, hey, yeah, I know I want to be healthier, but I'm not doing anything about it. Okay, where is my dissatisfaction at? Where is my vision at? What are the first steps? Why am I resisting this change? How come I'm resisting this change? pull that change formula out, apply it to the areas in your life where you're not getting the results you want, and you will see where change needs to happen so you can get the results you want. Find an area you want to make change, apply the formula to it, have fun with it, absolutely. 30X is not about just beating up on ourselves. 30X is about creating an amazing self where we want to be, where we need to be in order to do, in order to have. That's 30X. Let's do this, team.